Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The story that matters to me most in the news is the ones that get people excited, the ones that are inspiring and are have love in them and give people hope.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Stephen's head of the morning now. 7:47, three big things.
Three.
Voter turnout could be higher than normal in tomorrow's statewide primary election.
Two.
Construction work will cause detour for several months at K96 and I-235 in northwest Wichita.
One.
Five Kansans killed in a crash in northern Oklahoma as a small plane goes down near Ponca City. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Getting some slow traffic now around the North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. And, of course, we've got eastbound K-96 over I-235 reduced to one lane. Eastbound K-96 ramp to Meridian, that's going to close until October. That happens today. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 98 degrees. Yesterday's high, 97, with not a lot of wind in the afternoon. We'll have some breezes this afternoon, though. We'll have a 40% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 72. And then on Tuesday, 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high near 90. Now mostly cloudy. A south wind at 9 miles per hour. 77 degrees. KNSS. And KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. Now the Monarch will be closed for remodeling today through tomorrow. Tuesday, the 7th, so bear that in mind. The Monarch in Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, and Ted, I just want to take another quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and we do still have some showers.
Okay.
And a long, now thinner line, but it starts up north of Salina, you know where that is, and then it goes back to the southwest. A very thin line, it's about Great Bend, and it's going now east of Dodge City. It's all moving to the east.
Yeah,
but
I'm
watching
much.
This and pretty much running out of gas. It looks like it's collapsing as it moves across the state from west to the east. And but later on tonight, maybe we'll have a little bit better chance to have some showers in the Wichita area. An Iowa girl selling cookies to buy school clothes led to three police calls in 5 days.
Uh-oh.
10-year-old Savannah Waters told Fox 17 Des Moines that her business in Cedar Falls was going really well until her neighbors called police.
Savannah was selling too many Savannahs.
Too many Savannahs. I wish that we could have known first because we didn't know anything, and it's just hard to believe that they didn't come talk to my mom first, the girl said. A neighbor told the station that Savannah was risking the safety of children in the neighborhood with the traffic her cookie sale was causing.
Wow. She had to go into business.
Apparently she was doing well, and there are just too many cars out there. Some of the parents got scared, so they called the cops several times in 3 days. That's my Savannah, you must live in a very nice neighborhood with really nice people. That's all I can say. You know, if there's a problem, the adults ought to all get together and say, hey, Savannah, why don't you come over on the side here and, you know, let's be careful about this thing.
Yeah, and then Savannah's mom is going to say no.
And then there's a big fight.
And then there's a fight, and okay. then they end up calling police anyway.
Yeah, right. I guess we can't resolve problems in an adult way in this country anymore. It's not going to happen. Solid hiring in July and strong quarterly earnings have boosted the stock market. The S&P rose 13 points Friday. The Dow gained 136, and the NASDAQ rose 9 points. President Trump says insurers are going wild about his new health care options, and millions of people will be signing up. But insurance companies say it will take time to design new plans and get approval from state regulators. And two major industry groups have actually expressed concern about potential downsides for consumers. So the president's people are going to go wild about this thing, and already people are not going wild. American boat makers are getting pummeled on multiple fronts by tariffs in an escalating trade dispute. They stand to be among the hardest hit industries in the battle over tariffs. Boat makers are feeling the crunch on multiple levels. President Trump's decision to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum has driven up the price of those essential materials for many boat makers.
I'm sure it has.
You have to have steel and aluminum to make boats, and so.
No, you don't. You have a wood boat.
I guess you can. Yeah, you can just do a good old.
People have been making wood boats for millennia.
Hey, Columbus's boat was made out of wood, right? All right. The USS Constitution.
Exactly.
752 now, Steve and Ted, and a trade dispute between the U.S. and China is not getting any better, says Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the trade war may be about to escalate. China threatening it would tax an additional $60 billion a year worth of U.S. imports if the Trump administration imposes its own new levies. President Trump considering increasing the tariff on $200 billion of Chinese goods to 25% from 10%. Unfinished aircraft are piling up at Boeing. Supply chain delays mean dozens of unfinished 737s being parked wherever they can find space at the company's Renton, Washington plant. More than 40 of the aircraft are scattered around the facility and adjacent airport awaiting completion. Spirit AeroSystems fell behind in deliveries to Boeing earlier this year. And the bank may be trying to foreclose on the Town West Mall, but tenants there say it's business as usual. Branya Dillon operates the Apothecary Essentials and More. She says she's not worried about the situation. She says they were told the bank may try to find a new investor. Another shop owner says he's not concerned. If ownership changes, it won't impact his operations. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So back to that second story. What have they got? A bunch of airplanes parked around up there in Seattle that they can't...
Right. Yeah, they can't quite finish them because of the supply chain. They don't have some of the parts for it, so they got to set them aside and keep working on some other ones.
They're going to run out of space, aren't they? I mean, that's a lot of airplanes, isn't it?
Well, yeah, 40 of the aircraft around the facility and an adjacent airport.
Wow.
So.
All right. Let's get them... Get them completed. Get them out there.
Got some work to do, you bet.
Today is National Root Beer Float Day.
Oh, boy.
A scoop of vanilla ice cream in an ice-cold mug of frothy root beer, also known as the Black Cow.
Right.
The root beer float got its start in Colorado in a mining camp. Frank J. Wisner of Cripple Creek gets the credit for inventing the Black Cow way back in August of 1893.
Frank is my new hero.
Yep. Root beer float day. Ted,
I had a root beer float yesterday on root beer float Eve.
On an Eve?
Went to New Way and got a large root beer float last night. Sounded
nice.
Good. Oh, man.
Well, that does sound good. Of course, you got that great root beer there at New Way, too.
Oh, my gosh. It was
wow.
Good.
A root beer float. I kind of I can assume that you guys are both in for the root beer float then.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Celebrate, as we say. Mm-hmm. Celebrate. All right, guys. Thank you. Stay with us. With Steve and Ted, for the 8 o'clock hour coming up, we'll have the latest on a plane crash in Oklahoma that killed 5 people from Kansas. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Now we're about 20 minutes away from our daily chat with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs from Chiefs training camp.
Plus entertainment news on the blur with Ted.
Yep, we'll give you all the latest in entertainment news after a weekend, including a Hollywood obituary.
And traffic and weather on the way with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.